The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf lamed bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ayilun Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, t'nechem began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf.
On the top line of daf lamed bet, Amud Aleph.
Everybody holds that to make a legitimate contesting against a Kohen, you need two. One is nothing. So therefore, that cannot be it. Ela, we're going to say everybody holds really. To say that a guy's not a Kohen, you need two witnesses. Everybody will hold that. Well, if there was just one witness that said no good, another witness would be able to overturn that. But everybody holds that ar-ar, you need two. So what's the machlok between the two rabbis then? So the Gemara says, what's the case? Right, the case is talking about. So you had, okay, this is the story now. Kegon de mahzekinan de be'abu. Dehai de kohenu. Okay, starting point. Interesting case. We know the guy's father already has a hazakah that he's a Kohen. So the starting point is hazakah. This guy over here going into the story, his father we know is a Kohen, his hazakah at least is a Kohen, so we assume that the kid is a Kohen. All of a sudden, rumors started to surface and circulate that the guy's the son of a divorcee, or the guy's the son of a halutza, which is also a problem. So now they started to contest rumors. So we lowered him down. That's lav dafka, we lowered him down. It's automatic. We don't have to lower him down. Once it's rumors, automatically now the guy's kehuna is in sefek. Now one witness is surface, one witness comes along and says, he's a Kohen. So what do we do? Okay, one witness. Got rumors. All we got is rumors. One witness is telling you, I'm telling you it's a Kohen. Put him up. All of a sudden, two other witnesses came along now. Two witnesses come along and say he's a Ben Gerusha. We put him down. Now one witness comes along and says, V'amad de Kohenu. You got the case? That's review. A lot of stories. Guy starts off, his father's Kohen, Hazakah. Okay? It's good. Nobody has any problems. All of a sudden, rumors start to circulate. This guy over here, he's the son of a divorcee, not non-Kohen. Okay, beautiful. All of a sudden, what happens after they make him non-Kohen? You have one witness comes along and says, he's a Kohen. One witness comes against, he's a Kohen. All you got is rumors on the guy. One witness comes along and says, Kohen. Put him up, no problem. Which means he's okay. All of a sudden, two witnesses come along and say, this guy, non-Kohen, put him down. One witness now comes along and says, he is a Kohen. Now, that witness, you're going to join with the first witness. So now you have like two witnesses that say, he's a Kohen. And what do we see over here? So it says, everybody says you can mistarif to edut. That's first thing. Everybody says that the one guy that said he was good, and then later on another guy came along and said he's good. You could combine those two witnesses. So what's the machlok between the two rabbis? Are you chashish about the zilzul of beti? Because we keep on changing our minds over here. Once you put him down, you don't bring him up again. Once you put him down, he's down. Hayshina lezilutad bedina. V'Rashbag savar. Rashbagot, Anan Ahtine, Anan Maskinale, Uzezulad Bedina, no Hashinan. That's the machlok between the two rabbis over here. Do you worry when Bet Din changes their mind or not? Abir Hazar says, listen, once you knocked him out, he said he's a non-Kohen, he remains a non-Kohen. Why? Bring him up again. I can't bring him up. You know, Bet Din can change their mind, flip-flop every 2 seconds. Zuzul, a Bet Din. And what does Rashbag hold? Rashbag is going to say, no, we put him down, we'll put him up. Now, before you go further, you just have to understand the mechanics here, how this is working. It starts off, he has a Chazakah, because his father. Get the history. Chazakah of his father, he's a Kohen. Then you got rumors against him.
Rumor takes him down.
Rumor takes him down, automatically, because once there's rumor on a guy, you have to be cautious. Then you got one witness, good. Bring him back up. Two witnesses, bad. Bring him back down. One witness, good. And you're going to join the two witnesses, good. So it sounds like the two witnesses and the two witnesses cancel.
Stay down.
Oh, so now you have a hazakah of his father.
And rumor.
And a rumor. Mm-hmm. So we've got to see exactly how you play all these pieces. So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam goes through it. Second line. Let's read through all these Rashbams here. Benafak ala kala. A rumor is not testimony, just rumors. You got to check the rumor out. Okay, you don't have to make these. It says you could have made the case much easier. You didn't have to give a case. You just could have said simple two and two, and that's it. You know, give a case like this over here. You could have said, you have one witness is kosher, two no, then one good, mitzaref to the one and the one, it's two against two, and bring him back up or not. Okay. So he says, they made this case in any event. Look at the next Rashbam. Okay, that's the first rule. One witness is believed against the rumor. So that's why when the one witness came and said he's good, the rumor is right. So put him up. But when the two came along and said he's no good, of course, two against one, you believe the two. Which means everybody holds generally no problem to mitzaref testimony. So really, normally in this case, also everybody should agree that the one witness and the one witness to tell you is good, you could join them together. Once already the two witnesses came along and said he's no good, that's bet oredin. When two people contest, that's two, of course no good, right? And we lowered him because it's the law. You always believe two. Even though normally you should be started after two singles and put them together, because now we're going to say it's, what should you normally say? Let's give it the normal way. Two against two, so they're knocked out. Now what are you left with? Leave the guy in his original hazakah. What's his original hazakah? That his father was a Kohen. Davi muhzak lan be'abu dekwenu. Now, that's a little hard what Rashba is saying, because like you said, you have a rumor. Ve'gam hechshidunu techila al pi ed echad kodem shebao olerim. Then the Rashbam says, and anyway, we will machshir him al pi ed echad, which means we fixed that already. We fixed the rumor. That I understand, which means the rumor came, one witness came along and said, he's good. The rumor's out. One witness breaks the rumor. That part we understand, which means once the rumor doesn't exist anymore. Because once one witness came and said he's kasher, forget about two witnesses. You don't need two witnesses to break a rumor. You only need two witnesses to go against the two witnesses that said he was pasul. Understand? He started off with a hazakah of his father. They're beautiful. Okay, rumors came. What's the rumor? It's not people talking. One witness came along and said he's kasher. What's the deen? It's kasher. So right there, according to this, rumor is off the table. Okay, now we continue. Two witnesses come along and say, pasul. Two against one, he's pasul. Bring him down. But one guy comes along and says, kasher. Halakhically, what are you supposed to do? Put the two together. Put the two together, the singles. It's two against two. They're knocked out. The rumor anyway has no legs because the rumor was knocked out once the one witness came along. Put the guy on a hazakah. Hazakah shir. Why am I not going to say all this? Because I'm worried about Zuzul Betin. That's why the Bin Azal came along and said that what? When there's an orerin, when there is questions on the guy's stats, I mean, two people came along and said he's pasul. I'm not going to makshid him on one witness, meaning on one witness that came to Mitzaref with the first, I'm not going to believe him. Even though he has a hazakah. Why? Because you're changing Beit Din's opinion, flip-flop, zilzul of Beit Din. That's the way Rabbi Azaz logic, which is logically without zilzul Beit Din, the Kohen should be a Kohen. Because what? Two against two, they knocked out. What do you have left? Hazakah. Hazakah is a Kohen. But you know what? Since already we put him down, once the two witnesses showed up, now you want him to study singles and put him together, knock this out, put him together. We're not changing our opinion. However, hit the Haishina, next Hashbam, this is Lutad de Medina, Shehoridu ad pi orerin, Vachshav ya'alu v'yibatlu devrehem, V'achi kamar bil ghazan, Ematay en marina pi elecha adabal besof, Bezman sheyesh alav orerin. Exactly, that's what Rabbi Azar said initially. When don't I believe one witness to say he's kasher for kiwuna when there was two already, when there was Oredin that said he's no good, and then this single guy came at the end to Mitzaref with his friend, so now it's two against two. In that case, so I'm going to say, since we lowered him, you don't elevate him. And what is Hashbag going to say? Hashbag is going to say, no, what do I care? So you lower him, you elevate him. What do I care now? Go with Hazakah. Are you Mistarif the last single witness? You're the Mistarif. So now it's two against two. Okay, these guys are out. What am I left with now? Hazakah of the father. Father Hazakah, let's put him up. Alright, Zuzul, I'm not worried about Zuzul. So we see, at least according to this, it sounds like it's a machloket if you buy into the Zuzul or not. Now the Gemara is going to say, you know what? It's not even a machloket on Zuzul. Oh, that exactly. That's the Gemara's next line. Matkif lad of Asher. If you're learning the whole subject of Zilzul, beautiful question. My iriyahad afilu betrename. Exactly. Why did you have to say the case where one witness came at the end and said he's kosher? Even if two witnesses came at the end and said he's kosher, it should be the same mahlukat. Once you elevated him, you don't lower him. Once you lower him, you don't elevate him. Which means, if the issue is Zilzul, would you give me a funny case? Yeah. One at the end, Mitztarefim, forget about Mitztarefim. Even if 50 witnesses came at the end and said he's kasher, it's too late. We will posel him. From the fact that you gave me a specific case of one witness coming at the end, there's a reason. Ela Gemara says, Amar Veshed Kula Amar Lo Chayshin Zilutad De Medina. Nobody's concerned about Zilzul Bedina. You know what the issue is over here? That's the mahloket. Do you mitzaref single witnesses? Oh, so therefore, really, if there was two witnesses that came at the end and clearly said he's kasher, everybody would say, put him back up. I'm not worried about Zuzul Betin. We lowered him, you bring him up. Oh, stop right there. And that's why Rav Nachman, he found two big trees that are not worried about Zuzul Betin. Who are the two big trees? Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda. Because you see, that wasn't their concern. Their whole concern was what? Can you take a single and a single and put them together? Oh, that's another machloket. But if let's say we lowered them, non-Kohen, then two came and we elevated them, keep them elevated. Those are a little bit deen. Oh, so that's what Rabbi Nachman said. Even though he asked me a good question, but I found two other big rabbis that have no problem with it. Oh, so now we get into a new sugya. Can you mitztaref single witnesses? So the Gemara says, "Ufluktah de'anet tana'im," that the inyan of mitztarefing single witnesses is exactly machlokat tana'im. Another machlokat. What? The Tanya, Le'olam. Now, this Braita, the first part of the Braita has got nothing to do with us. It's the second part of the Braita that we need, but the Gemara is bringing the whole Braita down so you get the full context. Titania. Le'olam en edutan mitztarefet ad shir'u shenehem ke'ehad. First Rabbi says, for testimony to be accepted, the witnesses have to see the action that they're testifying together. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha omer, afilu beze achar ze, period. Even ze achar ze. What's the case? Rashbam gives you the case. Look at the Tanya. You don't need this. That's not part of a machlok in this case. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha v'Rabbanan. Elakachi b'raita shelema b'sheli. We're going to bring the whole b'raita down, so we're going to give all the cases. Next Rashbam. עד שירו שלהם כאחד, את העדות הפוקה, אחד עומד בפני ילבאו, ואחד עומד בפני הודע לי עליו. Right. Let's say two guys come at the betting. Two guys come at the betting, right? One guy comes along and says, I'm testifying that Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven. I saw it. That means Shimon owes $100. Other witness, standing right there, he says, and I'm testifying that I heard Shimon himself say that he owes money. So they both testify on different things. At the end, Shimon owes $100 because they have two witnesses that are saying, but they didn't see the same act. One saw alone, and one saw in admission. That's not because, according to the first rabbi, you know, to witnesses to be accepted in betin, they both have to testify on the same item. Here they testify on different. And even though it might bring the same result. So the first rabbi says no good. Rabbi Yoshua says no. Look at the next Rashbam. Afilu bezeh achar zeh. He says, forget about that case. That case for sure is okay with two witnesses coming along and saying that. He says even better. Even zeh achar zeh. What does that mean? Echad omer biyom rishon lava peloni maneh ve'achad omer biyom sheni le'itiv. They both come together to the betting. One guy says, I saw the loan take place on Sunday. The other guy comes along and says, I saw the loan take place on Monday. Bottom line, everybody's agreeing there was a loan here. He's saying Sunday, he says Monday. It's okay. The first rabbi saying, even if they're coming along and saying it was the same day, it's just different items. He's saying, I saw the loan, I heard him say he owes it. He says, no good, then I come out. The second rabbi says, that case for sure is good. I'm telling you, even if they come and testify, things happen on different days. Okay, that's one machloket. Let's get to the next machloket. Continue. Next case is what? Bebet din ad shi'a'idu shenehem ke'ehad. In bet din, I'm sorry, en edutan mitkayemet. The bet din, their testimony is not accepted in bet din. Ad shi'aidu shneim ke'echad. Another law. They got to be there together to testify. Rabbi Natan omer shum'im devarav shel ze hayom, hu shi'avu chaviro lemahar, shum'im devarav. Rabbi Natan says, no, today we'll listen to one guy. Tomorrow another guy comes, we'll listen to him also. He can mitztaref. So the machloket of mitztarefing witnesses is actually a machloket amongst the Tanaim between Rabbi Natan and Tanakama. Good. So we found the machloket. Can you mistarif single witnesses? Good. Continue. Hahu da amar la chavre. Okay. Guy tells his friend. My ba'id behay ara. Okay. Same story. What are you doing on my field? Amale minach zabente. So we're talking about. I bought it from you. Behay shtara. And here's the stuff. Easy case, no brainer. The guy pulls out his shtar. Amar le shtara zayfa. So the guy tells him, your shtar is counterfeit. It's not a shtar. It's a fake shtar. And obviously, if the shtar is fake, you didn't also live on the field for 3 years. I mean, your whole thing is a fake. So now watch what the guy did. The mahazik at this point, hu gachin, or say gachin lachish le lerava. The Mahazik leaned over and he whispered into Rabbah's ear. He was the judge. He tells Muslim, "In, the guy's right. Shtara zayfahu. It's a counterfeit shtar. Miu, shtara me'al yahavali. I really had a good shtar. the irkas, but I lost it. The amina, so I said, in kutai be'adai kodu, at least let me show him something. Just, so he's telling him, yeah, this is a fake, this shtar over here, like he's saying. But you know, I said, I really had a good one. I lost it. So now I'm just showing him this paper over here, but you know. Amar Rabba, comes along and says, ma lo l'shakir. Here's a migu. What do you have to say that for? What do you have to open his mouth for? The guy just could have kept it quiet and said, it's a kosher start. If he wanted to just say, it's kosher start. So Rabba comes along and believes him on a migu. Listen, the guy offered this information himself. Who should open your mouth and say it was mizuyaf? You have a shtar, more do you want? So they're finished. Now look at the Rashbam. In shtara zayfahu. Now, how did they get the shtar mizuyaf? How did there was witnesses on it? There was a. So he just says, Perushnach, lav shtara zayfah mamash. It wasn't a total forge. Ela kemo shtara zayfah, shelo nektav al mechira zu. What's shtar amana? We're going into contract, right? So I tell the seller, you know, write me a shtar that you're going to sell it to me. You know, that we have an agreement of some sort. So it wasn't like a totally fabricated item. It was exactly a memo from that the deal is in existence, the witness signed it. That's one way of learning. Because it's not, that doesn't testify a sale. It's really mizuyaf. It's just an agreement. He says, "Miu ilav de odi betante de tomei de shtarat zayfahu lo kol komine." Which is, if he didn't have this migu, we would not trust him on the shtar. Sharei ha'edim makirim chatimat yedehem. The witnesses know their signatures. They'll come along and say, hey, "This was not for a sale. This was for an agreement." So he's only believed because he has a migu. No, which means, according to this, the witness is signed. And therefore, if he wanted to get away with it, he could have got away with it. Because the witness would come along, they would see their signatures. Hey, we decided. So, but the guy saying, by the way, it's Mizuyaf, he has a migu. Because by keeping quiet, this star would have gotten through. Because the witnesses did sign it. They would have brought the witnesses, by the way, is this your signature? Absolutely. Okay, now we have a shtar. So that's one way of learning that the shtar was a legitimate shtar. It wasn't really for the sale, but it had kosher witnesses on it. It had the signatures. It could have got by. Then he says another pshat. Ina meik in the future zayfa shtar mizuyaf mamash. No, the guy forged the shtar in totality. He signed their names. He forged their names. Sheziyef hatimat aidim yafe v'toim aidim kesburim hatimat yedemi u'mekemin hashtar. And what would have happened? He would have fooled the witnesses. The guy's a forged artist. He signed two witnesses' names. If you wanted to just say, it's kasher, two witnesses would have came along, they would have said, the second signatures, and would have got away with it. So the guy says, he has a bigu. The guy says, he didn't have to open his mouth. Abaye says, nothing doing. Abaye comes along and says, what Rabbi Yosef? Amma de Rabbi Yosef. Amai samachta haishtar, shtara. Haishtara chaspa be'almahu. So what are you talking? How can you trust this shtar? This shtar is worthless. It has no value. Obviously, Rabbi Yosef says, you don't say a migu only if the claim that he's saying now is legitimate. Which is, we say, he could have said this. So even though he said this, but both have to be valid. In this case over here, what do you say? He could have said this, so rely on what he says now. What he's saying now is worthless. He's saying haspa ba'alma. He's saying that's a good question. You're going to ask on this. What do you mean? I'm not trusting the shtar. I'm trusting the fact that he could have said something else. That's all part of amigu. But he's saying the mechanics of amigu only work if both items could be accepted. But if you cannot accept this item over here, which like, put it this way, he's more there. I'm telling you it's fake. So, you got to believe him. The guy's telling you it's fake. It's called the Ad-Ba'alin. The guy himself is telling you it's fake. So, his name, so look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, Amai ka samach the haishtara. Way down there. The haishne hazakah leka. Hazakah he doesn't have. So, he's relying on the star. והיישטרה חסמה בעלמה הוא. וכיוון דעודי, עודי admitted, ולא דעמי לשאר מה לא לשקש שבגמרה. A regular migu, what do you say? שתי טענות יכולות להיות אמת. Both sides, whatever way he says, so we say, since he could have said this, so we believe him when he said that. אותה שהוא טוען ואותה שהוא היה יכול לטוען ולא טוען, תאמין למיגו, אבל הכה, דמי, אבל הכה, דמי, this is similar, למה לא לשקר במקום עדים? Right. Let's say you have a guy, Rabbi says, guy's a migu, but you have witnesses that clearly say he's wrong. Amigo against Edim, I believe the Edim. So this guy over here, you yourself are the testimony, you're saying it's fake. So you don't see Amigo where you have Edim. Who's the Edim in this case? His own admission. ואיך נאמר, מעלי לשקר בשטר זו, היא בעיה מהשטר מעל יהו, ואני לא מודה שהשטר פסול, ועודת בעלי, כי בעדים דמי. ואילו באו שני עדים שלנו שבו, let's say two witnesses came along and said that השטר is פסול, would you believe his מיגו? No. If two witnesses came and said the star is pasul, we throw them out. He said, that's like 100 witnesses. That's like with two witnesses. Oh, so that's, there's a big machlok in the mechanics of how Omigu works. According to Rava, Rava says, what are you talking about? I'm not believing him in the star mizuyaf. I'm saying that since he could have kept quiet, so therefore he's believed that he has a star me'uleh. Which means, I'm not putting you on this fake. Of course it's fake. If you ask me at the end of the day, why are you trusting him? Now, of course it's a star mizuyaf. No. But since he couldn't keep quiet, I must believe that he has a good star, that he lost. And Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, no. When you say amigu, both items that you're coming to say have to be legitimate. The way he explains over here is, Svarat Rabbi Yosef is she'atokef shel migu, the strength of Amigu, אינו בכך שמנעו את האדם מלטעון טענה טובה, הנה ראיה שטענה גרועת שטעני אמת. It's not the pshat is that since I could have said a stronger טענה, that my weaker טענה is true. No, you can't say that over here, because you see, telling you clearly, my טענה now is fake. אלא תוקף מיגו בכך שמכיוון שאפשר לאדם לזכות בממון, על ידי טענה מסוימת, since I could have said a certain טענה and I would have got money, יש בידו כוח לזכות באותה ממון אף בטענה אחרת. So therefore, I don't have to use that טענה, I can even get the ממון with a different טענה, דהיינו. יש בידו כוח נאמנות טענה לגבי אותו ממון. בהתאם לכך אמרו יוסף שאין כוח זה קיים אלא כאשר היה אפשר לאדם לזכות בממון על ידי טענה אחרת. Which means, he's like, I have a נאמנות on this, even though I gave a weaker טענה, but my נאמנות is strong, because I could have said something else. I could have said another ta'ana. But he comes along and says, that's only when the ta'anot are believed on their own. So he said a weaker one, so you believe that a weaker ta'ana, because you could have said a stronger ta'ana. But if on the weaker ta'ana, it doesn't give you an imanut, so you're not believed. Right, that's the machloka between Rabbi Yosef and, who's the first rabbi? Rava, I don't understand. Go one more line. Gemara says, similar story. What's the story? How the amal lechavre? Have the me'azu zed the masikna bach? You owe me 100. Give me 100. You owe me. Gabra says v'hashta v'hashta. He says, here's the star, by the way. You owe me 100. Here's the star. Same story with money now. Give me the 100. You owe me, and here's the star. Amal le shtara zayfahu. The other guy tells him the lender. He says the star is fake. Gahin laqish lil Rabba inch tala zayfa. Same story. He whispered in Rabba's ear. He said, "By the way, the shtar that I'm showing him is fake. Mi ushtara me'al yahavi li ve'irkas, but I lost the real one. Ve'amina inkat be'adai kol do'ay. Let me just bring him something. Amar Rabba malu l'shakir. Iba'ay amal ushtara me'al yahavi. What do you have to lie for? He could have kept his mouth quiet. Therefore, he's believed. Therefore, you give him 100. You pay him. Amale Rav Yosef, Amayka Samachta Haishtara, Haishtara Hasma Ba'alma'u. Same story, what are you trusting the stars? Stars Hasma Ba'alma. Amar of Idi Bar Avin, Hilcheta Kevated Rava Be'ar'a, Vilcheta Kevated Rav Yosef Bezuzet. He said, when it comes to Karka, when it comes to the first case, we're going to forsake like Rabba. You believe him. Malo Shakir. When it comes to the money case, you go like Rabbi Yosef, and he's not believed. What's the logic? You keep the land where it is. Keep the money where it is also. Which means, according to Rav Idi Bar Avin, he was misupak with the halakha was like. I don't know if we go like Rava or we go like Rav Yosef. So what are you doing, Yabba Safik? Keep everything status. Hazaka and then Amotzi Mahavero. In the first case, I'm holding the land. You're coming along and saying, it's my land. In that case over there, believe the guy that's holding the land, because he's a muhzak on the land. Therefore, we'll go like Rava, Malu Lashaker, Migu. He could have said, even though he said the start is fake, he could have said, he could have kept quiet and said the start is good. So since he's the muhzak, he has ne'emanut. In the second case, who's the muhzak? In the second case, who's the muhzak? The guy that's holding the money. Which means you're coming along now and saying, you owe me 100. Right? And he takes out a shtar. He comes to take out a shtar. So we say what? He said, by the way, the shtar I'm showing him is a fake. In that case, we're not going to go like Rabbah. In that case, we're going to say like Rabbi Yosef, he's not believed. Why? Because the guy you're trying to take the money at, he's muhzak. He has the money in his hand. So he doesn't have to pay it. So therefore, the reason why he contradicted himself, not because he contradicted, he's misupak, who's the halakha like. So therefore, in one case he went like Rabbah, advantage mahzik. In one case he went like Rabbi Yosef, advantage mahzik. In the second case, who's the mahzik? The so-called lender. He's holding the money. I'm coming to you. You owe me money.
The borrower.
The borrower. Sorry, what did I say? Lender? The borrower. The borrower. The borrower. Exactly. And I'm coming to you. The lender is coming and saying, you owe me the money. And in that case over there, you try to take it out of me? I don't know what halakha is like. Should I believe you or not? You know what? I'm going to go like Rabbi like Yosef in that case. I don't believe you with a migu. Because you said your start is fake. Hey, you know what? Hasba ba'ama. Believe the borrower. Hold the money away. So his rule is consistent. He's not sotening himself in psak. He's saying, I don't know who we posek like. Therefore, status quo. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.